Shkolim Perk Zayin Mishnah Gimel Basar Shenimtza Bazara, meat that's found in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash, a varin, if they're whole limbs that are found there, olos. You can assume that it's a carbon ola, because that's how they bring a carbon ola. V'chasichos, but if it's cut up pieces of meat, chatos. You can assume it's a chatos. The Rav seems to imply that not just the chatos, but also an oshem. Taisis Yantav says the dinim of the chatos and the oshem are the same as far as eating them. The reason that you assume it is because the meat is sliced in a certain way that it's fitting to eat after you cook it. It's not cut in limbs that are brought on the mizbeach. Tversol entertains that maybe it's dafka a chatos, not an oshem. We'll just go with the Rav's pshat. B'Yerushalayim, if you find meat in Yerushalayim, zivchei shlomim, you can assume that it's a shlomim. And this is because most of the meat that's eaten in Yerushalayim is a shlomim, the Rav explains. There's no problem here, though, that maybe it was from a non-Jew, because, as we're going to see later, the Rav held that there weren't any non-Jews that lived in Yerushalayim. Zevazeh, however, both of these cases, whether or not it's meat that's found in the Azara, whether it's meat found in Yerushalayim, Tubar tsuraso v'yetzi l'beis asreifa. You should pasel it. Tubar tsuraso, we've said in the past, it should be pasel that it's left over as nosar. The reason that you should pasel it and make it become nosar is because it's pasel anyway because of hesach hadas. And it's aser to eat a carbon if there's hesach hadas on the carbon. So since it was just left around, nobody knew where it was, so it's pasel. So now you shouldn't be mezalzel it and just burn it as is. You should first rather it become nosar, like the Rav explains. V'yetzi l'veis asreifa, and then it'll go out to be burnt. Nimtza begvulin, what if you found, not in Yerushalayim, you found it in one of the outside cities, evarin, if it's whole limbs, nevelos. Now you should assume that it's a nevela, because the way that they would cut nevelos, they would cut them in limbs to feed them to dogs in the streets. Chatichos, if they're cut pieces of meat, mutaris, then they're mutter. The Rav says that we must be dealing over here with a city that's completely Jewish. But if a city even has some non-Jews, even the chatichos would be aser. This falls into the whole sugya of basar shenisal min ha'ayin, if you should assume that a non-Jew would be switching the meat. But we see here that the Rav was machmir with that it dafka had to be a city that was totally Jewish. Uvishas ha-regel, sha-basar meruba, af evarin mutarin. And during the time of the regel, where there was so much meat, even these large limbs, which normally they would just throw at dogs, even those would be mutter, because there were so many people, would actually cook very large limbs together because of the amount of people. And therefore, even the evarim would be mutter during the regel.